The night rolls on over Garsley Castle, and Mariana has now decided to stay. You forget, Glizelda, my love for besting you far outweighs my hate for this ghastly place.
What about your love for me?
When have you ever bested me?
Not to mention the digger, that's a bit concerning.
Glizelda, or whatever your name is, like it or not, there are going to be some changes around here.
Just like Twitter.
What?
You know, Twitter. There've been some changes around there, too.
Oh, bad grief.
That's right, Fields, there have.
But not quite the sort of changes I had in mind.
So, if you're making changes around here, does that mean we aren't running away together?
No. I think we should stick around for a bit.
But running away sounded so romantic.
Oh, there, Fields. It's okay. I'm really glad you're staying. I'd have missed you if you'd gone.
I suppose I'd have missed my mannequins. And those trees I can't see because it's always night. Ooh, and Clive, of course.
And, me?
I like Clive. He works in IT.
Bad Lord, your Clive isn't still alive, is he?
Don't know. Haven't checked for a couple of nights.
While we're on the subject of the dungeon folk...
Last I saw, he looked like he still had a bit of playtime left in him.
And coming back to those little brushes in the white tent and that digger...
Hey, you leave my Clive alone.
It's just it looks like some archaeologists might have moved in.
Why should I leave your Clive alone? You didn't leave my firefighters alone.
And I'm wondering if we should be worried about them finding all your, friends.
I only went to play with your firefighters because you'd gone all floppy.
What's left of them anyway?
Floppy? How dare you? I'll...
Oh, do be quiet. Neither of you know how to share and you're both rather too fond of stealing other people's lunch. Now, Jean... What are you wittering on about?
I think we've got archaeologists, Gliz.
Oh no! Is it catching? Did we get it from the firefighters?
I'll have you know my firefighters were quite clean. Well, undiseased at any rate, mostly.
Give me strength! What makes you think we have archaeologists, Jean?
Well, there's all these little tools and brushes, and that white tent outside, and that digger over there.
Do you mean that big metal thing? What's it do?
It's called a digger, Ophelia. What do you think it does?
I don't know. Taxidermy?
Ugh! Archaeologists. That's all we need. Remember when they came before? Absolute nightmare.
Oh, yes. They made an awful mess of your flower beds, didn't they, Gliz?
My poor geraniums were never the same again. I suppose we should be grateful that they were digging in the wrong place.
Well, some of them were.
Are you implying that some of them were digging in the right place? What did they find? I cannot believe that this is the first...
Keep your teeth in, Glizelda. Yes, some of them were digging a little too close for comfort. But don't worry, I took care of them. Extremely good care, as I recall.
Of course you did. How silly of me not to have guessed.
Ooh, I'd forgotten about them. They were lots of fun.
Absolutely filthy, in more ways than one.
They were... And we made such a good team working our way through them, Mars.
You let me scrub the mud off them for you.
We should run away together and see what else we can do as a team.
So nice of you both to include me.
Remember? Oh, now, what was her name?
You mean the one with all the skirts?
Oh, yes. Her skirts were caked in mud, horribly impractical for an archaeologist. I was hosing her down for ages. Martha, wasn't it?
Martha. She was wonderful. Once we got going, I found that I could fit my entire...
I don't want to know!
No, me neither, Glizzy.
You want me to tell you later?
No need, I was there. That memory's kept my coffin warm a fair few days.
Anyway, those archaeologists were just popping in trenches based on hunches, and it was blind luck as to whether or not they found anything.
Or anyone. Some of them were very lucky.
Yes, thank you, Mariana.
You're welcome. As were they.
These archaeologists have technology on their side. Who knows what they might find? Or accidentally uncover and leave open to the elements.
You mean like the front door?
No, I mean like our crypt.
Oh dear, that wouldn't be good.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, and you might want to think about clearing out the dungeon too. Might not be ideal if they found the firefighters, or Clive, or the crew of the Mary Celeste.
I suppose it is getting a little crowded down there.
A little crowded? It's utterly vile. The two of you aren't exactly tidy eaters.
What exactly is that supposed to mean?
You're a disgustingly messy eater and you never clear up after yourself.
I am not a messy eater.
Oh, please. You dress in black the whole time purely to hide the bloodstains.
Well, at least I have bloodstains to hide, prude.
I like it when it's messy. It's much more romantic. I don't like cleaning it up, though.
Yes, well, if only we had a cleaner.
Oh, you mean because I'm no longer a cleaner and have moved into genealogy. I know, it must be disappointing.
No, I mean because I hired you to clean for us and you've quite literally never done any actual cleaning.
You know, Glizzy, I don't mean to complain, but sometimes it doesn't quite feel like you're joking when you say things like that.
Is Glizelda joking when she says things like that? What will become of the archaeologists? And will my penguin return my handcuffs? Perhaps we will learn next time.
Undiseased at Any Rate was written and performed by Debs Wardle and produced by Ted Huggins. The music was by Shane Ivers at silvermansound.com with additional effects from freesound.org, zapsplat.com and Epidemic Sounds.